This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Continental drifted by a mountain state in a right Leonard Bernstein, he and that grass, that Lenny Bruce and Lester Band, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic patriarchs, fan, but next, right,
it's the end.
Here's the one person that can make you feel fine, even if it is the end of the world, Barb Adams.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Barb Adams live here with you tonight for all 3 hours on America Now. Thanks so much for joining me. I've got 3 great guests and topics for you tonight, beginning with a thought-provoking discussion about genius and the difference one life can make in this world. Then in hour 2, we'll find out about a new Reiki software for divine living, followed in the final hour with how to tap into your spiritual nature without abandoning logic. So I hope you stay for the entire show, but if you do miss any part, you can listen in anytime on my website, RadioAmericaNow.com, under archives. What if you encountered the most intelligent individual in human history? How would you want them to use their gift? You know, the possibilities would be endless, and the reach of this power could potentially save millions of lives. That's the premise behind my first guest tonight, William Leibowitz's book, Miracle Man. Bill joins me to discuss the ethical, political, and spiritual aspects of genius, as well as the sanctity of human life, all human life. Bill Leibowitz has been practicing entertainment law in New York City for a number of years. He's represented numerous well-known recording artists, songwriters, and producers, as well as many of the leading record companies. At one point, he was chief operating officer for the company that was the largest indie music company in the world prior to its acquisition by Universal Music Group. He holds a bachelor's from New York University and a law degree from Columbia. If you would like more information, please visit his website, miraclemanbook.com. Also, if you'd like to call in to speak with Bill, the number 800-259-5791. Again, that's 800-259-5791. Bill, welcome to America Now.
Well, thank you so much, Barb. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Bill, what was your inspiration for Miracle Man?
Well, I wanted to write a book that created a new kind of believable superhero, someone who could be really inspirational, someone who wasn't, you know, a comic book character flying through the air or whatever. And essentially, the idea was to create an anti-celebrity, and I thought that was important because Bobby Austin in the book doesn't want his picture in newspapers or magazine covers. He's very protective of his privacy, and I thought that is so refreshing when contrasted to what we're confronted with every day, which is what I call meritless celebrity. So many people, reality TV stars, whatever, who really haven't done anything. They're like famous for being famous, and they're all over the place. And I think that kind of has undermined values in American society. And someone like Bobby Austin and Miracle Man, who does wonderful things with his genius and wants nothing in return and no celebrity, I thought that that made a statement that that could be refreshing and inspirational to a lot of people. And that was one of my motivations in writing the book.
It certainly is inspirational, definitely, and much needed, Bill. And you're correct. Today, it seems celebrity is very much focused on ego And there's a lot of narcissism out there. And you're mm-hmm. right. People are out there getting, quote, famous for doing nothing, basically, being able to get on TV. And, you know, no offense to them. Good for them. They got on. And I have to admit, I got on a reality TV show, and it was no big deal. I didn't really want to do it. But at the same time, here's this hero, as you talk about, who is truly from the heart, from the spirit. And he's about humanity, or at least that's what he finally decides to do with his gift. And it's an amazing gift. Why did you create him with such incredible intelligence, way higher than Einstein?
He is the greatest genius that the world has ever seen, probably 10 times Albert Einstein. And what the origin of his intelligence is one of the mysteries in the book. I thought something like that could actually happen because it's just a matter of time. But part of the message in the book is the sanctity of human life, in the sense that Bobby Austin, the hero in the book, he starts at the very lowest point any human being could start of in life. Very, very tragic. And ultimately, his life is saved, which is a miracle in itself. And lo and behold, this baby who is saved lands up transforming so many things in the world. And to my mind, it all fits into a larger picture, that there is such a preciousness in every life. And, you know, we hear so many statistics every day in the news about all people dying in wars and famines and disease, and they're just numbers. But I don't think that often people stop and think, wait a minute, those people weren't just numbers. There might have been someone in those numbers who, if they had lived, could have changed everything. And that's what Bob Austin did. And I think that that's an important message, that that sometimes saving one life can actually save the world. And that's part of the undercurrent, sort of the spiritual undercurrent in Miracle Man, that I thought was kind of an important message just to convey, because when you read the book and all of a sudden you think, wow, what happened if this kid had died like he should have? All he did, nobody else could have possibly done. And I think people could think about that kind of concept.
Yeah, exactly. And Bill, you're talking about the numbers, and it's true. You know, when we look at history, all the millions of Jews who were killed in the concentration camps during World War II, the Asians in Cambodia, you know, and then we've got Uganda, Rwanda, and all, you know, Sudan, and what's going on in the Middle East now. All these people are just numbers when we look at them in the news or whatever. We forget about the humanistic part of all of this, that each one of these people potentially could have been the one that found the cure for cancer or, you know, who knows what else, save humanity forevermore from war. We need to shift our focus. And your book does that beautifully. It shifts the perspective for people to think a different way about this. It puts, you know, it puts humanitarianism back in here where we need it to be.
Yeah, well, you know, Barb, I mean, I agree. That's why I began the book with a quote, an old quote from scriptures, which said, to destroy one life is to destroy an entire world, and to save one life is to save an entire world. And I think people need to think about that, because, you know, when you think about the millions of people just wasted, their potential, their abilities, I wager to say that some one of those people whose lives were just squandered over the last, you know, 50 years, yes, they would have cured cancer. Because the odds are that they would have. They were special people. I mean, everyone is special, but I'm talking about extraordinary abilities. And you know, so often, once again, it's just the statistics and people sort of become jaded about it. But I think it's something to think about. And the book obviously was written, you know, in an entertainment context, but it does have a few of these kind of humanistic spiritual messages that were very important to me.
Yep.
when I was writing it.
All right. We'll continue this discussion on Miracle Man with Bill Leibowitz after the break here on America Now. Stay with us.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
We'll be right back.
And now my guest for this hour is Bill Leibowitz. His book is Miracle Man, and it's about a real hero, not a celebrity, but a person who actually acts on very important human values. What a refreshing change. Bill, you know, that is really a good change, and I can see why this book is really selling and appealing to people, because it's about time we have a real hero like this. And, you know, we were talking about this beforehand, about, you know, all these people who are just numbers in the media and in history books, basically, about all these people who are killed. Each person was very special, of value in this world, each and every one of us. And what's interesting is, you know, you bring up a good point in this book, because really, that person may have already existed or may now exist. But if they do, you know, your book says a lot about the world today, because would that person maybe potentially have to remain hidden? Because there's a lot of people out there that would want to thwart the efforts of a person researching, say, something against what Big Pharma would stand for.
Yeah, well, exactly right, Barb. The interesting thing is that once Bob Austin in Miracle Man decides to devote this extraordinary intelligence he has to finding cures for diseases, offhand you would think, oh, the whole world will applaud him and welcome him. And the fact is, he encounters a lot of resistance and a lot of foes, and one of the biggest ones is the interests of the big pharmaceutical companies, what popularly is called Big Pharma, because Bobby Austin, as he decides how he should spend his time, he thinks and he says, gee, in the last 50 years, there hasn't been one disease that's actually been cured. All these big pharmaceutical companies do is to invent expensive medicines that people have to take to treat symptoms, and that generates huge profits. And Bob Austin says, you know what, I'm going to actually cure diseases. I'm going to cross them off the list. And when Big Pharma realizes what he's doing, as he has more and more success, they decide that he's their worst nightmare come true, because he's killing off their cash cow drugs that just treat symptoms. And so, you know, that is one of the opponents that he has. And in actuality, I think if there was someone like Bobby Austin who was doing this, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he didn't encounter that particular kind of opposition, because he'd be bad for a very big business.
Yeah, and as well, you know, the governments out there in your book, you know, trying to thwart him on different levels, too. So, you know, if someone already does exist or did exist, you know, I'm thinking Tesla right offhand. That was one case.
Right.
We knew that existed, but there's others we may have never known about. And including, you know, we may never know about that were out there. And their discoveries possibly were either bought and buried or taken and transformed into something else. You know, talk about some of the other ways that some of these other forces at play were conspiring to thwart Bobby's research.
Well, one of them was when his intelligence was discovered at a very young age, and it was discovered indirectly because he is a very complex figure psychologically. He has a lot of internal demons, and as a child, he suffered from very severe nightmares, and he'd go into these trances, and his parents brought him to various psychologists to see what was wrong. Ultimately, those psychologists, in doing tests on him, found, you know, that he has this marvelous intelligence. And what happened then was that through a series of events, he landed up being put in a special school reserved for the most profound profound intelligence kids in the whole country, and that school was run by a branch of the government that essentially was looking to identify and nurture this kind of talent to direct it toward aerospace and military applications. When he turned his back on that, the government was extremely angry with him, different forces in the government, and they began to thwart him. And the combination of that plus a lot of politicians who were in the pockets of the big drug companies, they began to use their forces internally in the government against him too. So you had this very powerful thing of these political forces and economic forces that were opposing someone who actually really was a godsend. And that's you know, one of the ironies, that someone like that should meet with opposition as opposed to just meeting with huge accolades.
But your book, you know, being fiction, is really a reflection of nonfiction, how it plays out, unfortunately. We've seen it time and time again, and probably this isn't the last time it's happened, where someone, obviously not that brilliant, but someone who comes up with something that could benefit humanity, who really is not self-serving, and they only have good in their heart, and they want to do something right, and... It's gonna, as you say, it takes away from the cash cows. There's the potential there that those in control could lose their power and lose their control, and that's too much for them to risk. You know, you talk about the school and stuff. The agency that you had in the book was, I believe, OSSIS, right? What was it? And is there one similar to it that you know of?
Well, that was a fictional agency I created that stood for Office of Special Strategic Intelligence Services, and essentially it was a branch of the CIA, and it existed to try to find these incredibly smart kids, because the idea was that they were rare natural resources the United States needed to identify and develop and corral. And I don't know if there's actually in the United States an organization like that. They do exist in some other countries, I believe in China and Russia, for example. But I think it's certainly, like, very, very plausible. And the unfortunate thing is that the idea wasn't just to give these kids an incredible education. It was really to put them on a track to use their special intelligence, not necessarily for the betterment of mankind, but for specific strategic goals. And Bobby Austin, you know, in Miracle Man, ultimately he rebels against that and incurs, you know, some powerful enemies in doing it.
All right, we will be right back with Bill Leibowitz and Miracle Man.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Now, my guest this hour is Bill Leibowitz. We are discussing his best-selling book, Miracle Man. Bill, you know, wow, this is powerful, and it's very spiritual in nature. The book is really at basis spiritual in nature. Everything from the origins of Bobby's intelligence to his battle with himself and what he believes are the forces of evil in the universe. Talk a little bit more again about his background and that battle within, because he really feels, doesn't he, that his intelligence kind of possesses him.
Well, yeah, exactly, Barb. Nobody knows why he has this absolutely extraordinary intelligence, because there's nothing in terms of heredity or the way he was brought up or anything that would explain it. And he begins to think, particularly because of the very tragic beginning that he has in life that, you know, is part of the story, so I won't give it away, that somehow this was given to him, and it was given to him for a purpose. And at one point in the book, you know, he says, I don't possess this intelligence, it possesses me. And that is part of, you know, the question in the book, the spiritual questions: where did the intelligence come from? Why was it given to this tragic little child, right, who almost died and was saved in a very unusual way? And that is sort of an undercurrent of the spirituality in the book. He is constantly, from the time his a little child, he suffers very severe nightmares. He goes into these trances. The trances appear to be part of a way that he thinks on a completely superior level. But the nightmares are extremely real and very, very destructive to him. And as time goes on, he begins to reach a realization that he believes that there is a force of destruction in the universe, a force of evil that is opposing him in his research to cure diseases. And this gets into, once again, in an entertainment context, but it gets into that big question about, you know, universal good and evil. And at one point he says, if you believe in God, you just can't have that, that there is balance in the universe, and if you believe in a ultimate good, you also have to believe in an ultimate evil, because there is balance in the universe. That's the only thing that keeps the universe from being completely chaotic. And so that becomes this undercurrent. Many of the people that he confides in think he's crazy when he tells them this, because they say, you know, Bobby, what are you talking about? You know, disease is rational. It's just science. And ultimately, he believes that disease is more than science, that it is propelled and guided and manipulated by this universal force of evil. So that's, an undercurrent that goes through the book. Is there such a thing, or is this just a figment of his imagination or his mental issues, because he's a bit of a tormented soul? So it gets kind of interesting.
Yeah, it does get very interesting. How much of this is you? Because this is really an underlying metaphysical theme running throughout all of this. You know, the yin-yang, the light-dark, evil versus good, and those who are unawake, who are available for use by the forces of dark, versus those who are awake in the shifting paradigm, who understand more how this works. How much, you obviously know a lot about this. How much is this you in this book?
It's fiction, certainly, but there are things that make you wonder. You know, what Bobby says at a point, in a very dramatic point in the book, he says, how can it be that certain diseases can mutate almost instantly to make new drugs not work? How can one-cell parasites kill billions of people over the years, and human beings with all their intelligence can't find a way to defeat them? I mean, we've seen that with so many huge diseases that still exist, and you can wonder, is that just science? Is that just, you know, rationality? Or are there forces that we, in our sophistication, don't like to acknowledge because it makes us feel powerless? But are there forces that are more powerful than we know and that truly exist? And I don't know the answer, but to a degree, I agree with Bobby Austin. If you believe that there is God, there is a universal good, does such a thing exist in a vacuum, or is there balance with a force of negativity, or as Bobby Austin calls it, a universal force of destruction and evil? And it's just a very, very interesting metaphysical question that perhaps we'll never have an answer to, but to Bobby Austin, who has a level of intelligence that we can't even imagine, that level of intelligence and what he explores when he goes into his trances and all leads him to believe, ultimately, he doesn't reach that conclusion immediately, that there is something very big that is actively opposing him and actually trying to destroy him, to prevent him from curing these diseases, because these diseases are a manifestation of that evil. So It is a very interesting kind of metaphysical undercurrent to the rest of the story, because the rest of the story, there are much more rational aspects like, you know, big pharma and government and politics, but there is this undercurrent, and interestingly to Bobby Austin, the undercurrent is the most important thing to him. And even though it's discounted by all the people he speaks to, you know, who just say, Bob, you know, come on, like, you're paranoid, give it up.
Yeah, exactly. And in the same vein, you know, he may discover that there are these forces, or believe that he comes to believe there are these negative forces working against him. But at the same time, he has to realize that what he has been given is coming from the other force.
Yes.
And again, it's that balance, that balancing act. And you really hit that spot on in your book. Very interesting that all of these things kind of coalesce together in your book. It's very, very, very well written that way.
Well, thank you, Barb. Yeah, it is. And he's kind of haunted himself because he, you know, exactly as you just said, he wonders, why me? Why do I have this intelligence? Why did I survive when by all odds I should have died as a child? You know, why was I put here? And he grapples with that, you know, constantly. So it becomes, you know, like some kind of huge existential question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not only even on the existential level, I had to laugh sometimes because, you know, he's really socially inept as well. Reminded me of Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang somewhat. we don't have time to get into this at this point. We're heading out to break, but you know, he has to deal with all of this at all levels. So let's touch on that just a titch on the other side. All right, we'll return with the Miracle Man and Bill Leibowitz after the break. Break here on American Al.
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
And now, here's the number one talk show host on Venus, Barb Adams.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in tonight. My guest this hour, Bill Leibowitz. His book is Miracle Man. And, Bill, right before the break, I had mentioned Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang.
Right.
You know, pretty socially inept. And your protagonist in the novel, Dr. Robert Austin, he's pretty much the same way. So is it these high levels of intelligence often result in negative social consequences like this?
Well, I did a lot of research on super intelligence, genius, and all that, and very often extraordinary intelligence is self-isolating and becomes a roadblock to social intimacy. Part of it is that a lot of these people, including Bob Austin, have an inherent shyness, but often because they spend so much time sort of in cerebral activities, they have undeveloped social skills and they're inhibited. And similarly, people can feel awkward around them because they think, oh, this guy's such a genius, anything I say will seem stupid. So, you know, it sort of becomes a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy where people are standoffish, and that coupled with shyness and undeveloped social skills lands up like being a bit of a social train wreck. And, you know, Bob Austin in the book, he's like that, just as you say, like Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah, it was interesting, you know. And I'm not going to give away the book or the ending or anything like that, but, you know, the ending was a little different. It left more to the story. Is there more, and will there be a sequel?
Well, I must say a lot of readers are calling for a sequel. I am planning one, and I'm sketching out the plot lines, and there are going to be a lot of surprises because what people see in Miracle Man isn't necessarily what really, is there. There are going to be twists and surprises in number two, and I think it'll be really a very, very interesting sequel ultimately.
Interesting. Very interesting. How about a movie? Is there one in the works yet?
Well, I'm hoping someone in Hollywood is listening right now. I think it would be a great movie. A lot of readers have said, gee, this would be a terrific movie. We'll see where that goes. But I think it could be, because I think the plot is kind of fresh and interesting, and I think a lot of the characters would be terrific movie characters. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that, Barb.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, it would be a great movie. You know, who would play the lead?
I don't know, because you need someone who's very good looking, because Bobby Austin is, you know, a very good looking guy, but he has to have that gravitas where, you know, you could believe that, you know, this person could be that intelligent. He has to have that sort of brooding, you know, kind of intelligence. And I don't know. It's easy enough to think of people who would look the part, but, you know, they need that weight to them. So I'm not sure. It's funny, some readers in the UK were suggesting to me, they sent me emails, all these UK actors I wasn't familiar with. So I don't know. That I'm sure there are plenty of people who could do it.
Yeah, this was your first book, so who influenced you as a writer? Because, wow, you can write.
I'm a big fan of Daniel De Silva. He's one of my favorites. And then there are some old classic writers like James Hilton, who is like an amazing writer. I think, you know, I was very impressed by him. So, you know, I just love to read, and there are different people, certain aspects of their writing, they make an impression on you.
Yeah, it's really, you know, if you had to categorize your book, how would you categorize it? What genre?
Well, I'd call it a cross-genre thriller, in the sense that it's a thriller, but not in the same way that, like, a detective story or a whodunit or a spy novel. It's not like that. It crosses genres because you have the spiritual, humanistic aspects. There's also, I think, a pretty strong love story in it. So that's why, you know, I like the term cross-genre thriller. You know, a little something for a lot of different kind of readers, I think.
Yeah, it definitely is that. So I'm kind of curious, though, this is not about Miracle Man, since you're a media lawyer, who are some of your favorite bands you've worked with? Because you've worked with probably some big ones out there.
Yeah, I have worked with a bunch of big ones. Over the years, I've worked with like people like John Mellencamp and the Allman Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Prince, Iron Maiden, In Excess, The Clash. I did a little work with Fleetwood Mac and Beyonce. So over the years, I've worked with a fair number.
Well, you've got a lot of good contacts out there then, as far as support probably and connections to get this made into the movie then, I would think.
Maybe. I'd like to think so. I hope so.
At least the soundtrack, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A good soundtrack.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, anyway. Well, any final thoughts you'd like to put out there about the book?
Well, if people would like to find a little bit more about it, they could go to the website, which is miraclemanbook.com. There's a little video on there that's kind of cool, I think. They could read reviews, a synopsis. So that's, I think they might find that interesting. And if then they're motivated to actually check it out, it's available on Amazon and Nook and iBook. And, I think people would find it not only entertaining on many levels, but as I say, a little bit fulfilling in some of these these thoughtful concepts. A lot of readers have said that they not only really enjoyed it, but it got them to thinking about some of these issues and bigger conceptual matters. So I think it touches a lot of different bases.
So, Bill, what would you say then quickly? What would be your main message people you'd want who read the book to take away from the book?
I think that they should really wonder what's going on with those big pharmaceutical companies. They should wonder why there hasn't been a disease cured in 50 years despite all the money spent. I think something's wrong there.
Yep.
So that's the biggest practical issue. And the other is I think people need to just remember that life is truly precious, and you never know. Next time you watch the news and you hear that, you know, 250,000 people died somewhere, think that maybe one of those people could have changed the world.
Yeah.
And that's something I think if people remember that, maybe we'll all just be a little bit more careful with human life in this planet.
Let's hope so, Bill. Let's hope so. What did you personally learn from all of this, all the research you did and the writing?
Well, one of the things I learned was that I just became more and more surprised that we haven't made more progress in curing diseases. That the more research I did, I began to say, like, why? Why haven't we? And I think, I hate to say it, I think one of the answers is we haven't because it doesn't serve the economic interests of these pharmaceutical companies. I mean, why has the common cold not been cured yet? Very simple. Go into any pharmacy and you walk down three rows of treatments to cure, to deal with the symptoms, to stop the runny nose, the headache. If they cured the common cold, if you could get a vaccine for the common cold, those aisles would be empty. That's a multi, probably tens of billion dollars a year worldwide business. They don't want to cure the common cold.
They don't want to cure cancer. They don't want to cure a lot of things, Bill, unfortunately. But we are out of time. And thank you for being a guest tonight. And thank you for writing your book. Again, the book is Miracle Man. William Liebowitz is the author. And you can get more information at miraclemanbook.com. Bill, thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.